Just go ahead and lift your hands this evening and just appreciate the name of Father. For every good thing we have received in Christ Jesus. For every good thing we have received in Christ Jesus. Everything we have received is good, perfect, and complete. Come on, somebody adore the name of our Father consciously, deliberately. Oh, Matiano Shedeli Rabosa. He's worthy of every worship. He's worthy of every praise. He's worthy of every adoration. Come on, somebody, Lord. Let your worship arise to the Father this evening. Oh, na 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 de yan. It's a wonderful, marvelous are the works of our God. Great is your name. Oh Lord, wonderful, marvelous are the works of our God. Great is your name. Is that your song this evening? Come on, go right ahead, declare it. Sing, wonderful, marvelous are the works of our God. Great is your name, is your name. We sing to our Father, wonderful, wonderful, marvelous are the works of our God. Great is your name. Everything you did for us is wonderful. Everybody declare, every sing, wonderful are the words of our God. Great is your name, your name. With one voice we declare it, wonderful, marvelous are the words, oh, of our God. Great is your name. Come on, somebody, declare with boldness in your heart, declaring, wonderful, hey, wonderful, marvelous are the works. Everything it did for us, great is your name. Great is your name. Wonderful, wonderful, marvelous are the words of a God, of a God. Great is your name. Intentionally declare this evening. Oh, we declare wonderful, wonderful, marvelous. Yeah. Every finished work in Christ. Great is your name. Great is your name. Oh, oh, wonderful, wonderful, yes, are the works of my God. Great is your name. All over again with one voice we declare, God, yeah, na 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 no, Diana. Great is your name. Your name is great and mighty, wonderful. We sing marvelous of a God. Every word that is written concerning us is great and mighty. Father, we love you, Lord. Somebody declare, we're singing. Wonderful, marvelous are the words, yeah. Oh my God, great is your name, Jesus. In Christ Jesus, everything that concerns us is complete. Wonderful, yeah, yeah. Marvelous are the words, God. Sing it one more time.
you are singing wonderful, yeah. Hey, all the words, Lord. Oh my God, to me. Oh my God, in my life. Great is your name. Great is your name. Great is your name. We declare a wonderful Jesus, yeah. Wonderful. You want to just go ahead and declare every good thing that you have in Christ Jesus this evening. Oh, we have every good thing in Christ Jesus. The gift of salvation, the gift of redemption. We thank you, Jesus. Every praise, wonderful Jesus. I'm the one, so my God. Pray, yeah. Oh, great is your name. Your name, Lord, great is your name. At the name of Jesus, there is victory. Oh, Lord, great your name. By the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Great is. You want to lift your voice and declare this evening. Great is your name, Lord. Name of Jesus is given to us, and we have authority in the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus, we have victory. Great is your name, Lord. Every knee must bow at the mention of your name, Lord. Great is your name. Great is your name. Jesus is strong and mighty. Great is your name. Oh, great is your name, Jesus. Great is your name. Great is your name. Great is your name, Jesus. Great. Jesus. Somebody declare the name of Jesus is strong and mighty. Great is your name. Great is your name. No other name apart from the name of Jesus. Great is your name. Somebody want to sing the name of Jesus. Want to declare the name of Jesus. Want to sing the praise of the name of Jesus. other name in heaven and on earth. Great is your name, Jesus. Great is your name. Singing, great is your name. Forever strong, mighty, great is your name, Lord. Come on, sing it consciously this evening. Great is your name, Lord. Oh, my man, no, great is your name, Lord. Oh, we're declaring, great is your grace. Great is your grace. Over me, great is your grace. Overwhelming, never ending, great is your grace. We love this grace, Lord. Sing it in. Great is your name. The name that delivered us. Great is your name.
We lift our hands to Him. We honor you. We honor you this evening. We honor you always. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. We give you praise. Yeah, we give you praise. Amen. Praise God. Good evening. All right, please sit down. Praise God. Glory to God. Last Wednesday, I I think I just said open to Ephesians, and that was it. You know, and then we just swung into, you know, just, you know, into certain things. Maybe we'd want to list them under out of the abundance of the heart, you know. But I began to talk to us about things, you know, and I know that a phrase that I repeated a lot was the fact that this is a house of bread, you know. And then I said that, you know, a few times and kept saying, this is the house of bread. This is the house of bread. This is the house of bread. And I'm saying that, or I said that last week, to call our attention to the fact that when God intentionally and deliberately plants you in a church, all right, God is intentional. God is not a waste of resources, all right? He's very intentional. Anyway, so that was how last week went. So I trust that those of you here seated and those listening followed the thought. I completely, you know, went off my notes. I was supposed to talk about who we are in Christ, yeah? So today I didn't even prepare any notes about who we are in Christ. So I'm moving like I'm continuing what I was saying last Wednesday. I think that's important for us. So it happens that this is the Wednesday that I'm supposed to say hasta la vista. All right, so let me just say what I want to say and leave this place. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua 1 8. This book of the law, right? Shall not what? Depart from where? Your mouth. But what will happen? You will meditate therein. How often? Day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you're going to have what? Good success. Let's take it to the first verse and then we'll pick it down. All right, we'll go to verse 1 and then we'll pick it down from there. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is what? Dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. So God helped Joshua to face the fact. There's no use mourning right now. There's no use crying right now. Joshua is dead. Get up and go. All right, next verse, please. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have what? You know, he didn't say, I will give you. Notice the tenses. I have given you, as I said to Moses. Let's keep reading. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6 now, all right? Be strong. Follow the instructions here, please. Be strong and of what? Good courage. For to these people you shall divide an inheritance, or as an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. All right? Only be what? Strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, and that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You realize that God was talking to Joshua here and pumping energy into Joshua to go and fulfill his mission. So no matter who you are, this first few verses of this first chapter of the book of, you know, Joshua would always send some energy into you. I mean, God is telling someone, I have already given you the land. Just go. It's yours. So find too many believers not being bold enough to step into the things that God has called them to do. So like I said, I didn't bother running into any in Christ-related topic. If you understand what I mean, as in Ephesians, Colossians, that I was supposed to deal with. When the service ended last Wednesday, I said to myself, that's the direction. You know, just stay there. So I want you to listen, please, tonight. I will be touching tonight a few more points that might have been responsible in helping us to build this ministry. That's just what I'll share with us. So if whoever is interested in listening, please listen. You've heard me teach on meditation. If you follow the influence of the Spirit last Sunday, I talked about meditation. You'd hardly not know that I teach on meditation. We ran this podcast on Spreaker for 130 episodes last year, the Daily Faith Boost, and I ran a series there on meditation. I do get to talk about meditation. A number of you can tell the story, all right? 2007, how that for very many months I would be in the middle floor and I'll spend hours meditating on God's word. And I'll be very sincere, me just trying to be very, very conservative with the figure. I did an average of about 4 hours most of those days. Average. That I didn't meditate was about 4 hours. My ringtone, my alarm tone rather, was Isaiah chapter 60. Once it was about 5:30-ish. I'm trying to remember which it was. You just start hearing it. Arise, shine, your light is come. That was a verse I sat on. In fact, that was like maybe 5-6 years into the church, you know. I had a teach on Isaiah chapter 60, and I just explained to everybody what I used to see, you know, the verse, and I broke it down from verse 1. Broke it down from verse 1. So that, hey guys, this is what I always saw. Alright? God honored us in the land, but not because there's something special about us and all of those kinds of stuff. God told Joshua, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Please listen to what I'm about to say. If they tell you it can't be done, tell yourself by the power of meditation, it can be done. Like I said, if you're interested, please listen. When we came in here, we're told the Jebus is a transit city. Churches don't grow. There are principalities and powers everywhere. You know. And the truth is, that's a very serious reality in this city. I know churches we started together. And after a while, the number of their size in church was the size of our own workforce. God gave us growth. But God didn't give us growth once again because God just felt to, I like these guys, I like their faces, I'm just going to bless them with something. No. But I'm not saying this so that we embrace the past. I'm saying this so that we venture into the future. Have I not told you? Be strong and very courageous. So I repeat what I just said. I'm not saying this so we embrace the past. I'm saying this so that we venture into the future. There's more in front of us than is behind us. There's always more in front of us. The best of God is never in the past. God's greatest glories are never in the past. God's greatest accomplishments are never in the past. So the best of God is never, ever, ever, should never, ever be in the past. So is there something God is showing you? Is there something God is telling you? It could be business. It could be whatever it is. It looks so impossible. This book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous. He didn't say God will make your way prosperous, but God authored the process. God authored the principle, but God is saying, if you handle this principle, this is what will happen to you. Oh, for very many years, there was no car. I mean, I drove into the city, had a Volvo then, sold it. The first set of chairs in this church, first set of curtain, even this pulpit came from the Volvo. Yeah, sold it for 180K. The mechanic that helped us to sell it collected 10K. He needs to collect money now. You should settle the money. And used about 20K to buy books. How much is left? 150. Everything in that church. So chairs, 12, did a few things, curtains. You know, you'd almost think that when you give your car like that, 3 weeks later, God will send you another car. When you give by faith. And just receive. Believe you receive. Might take a while. Might take a while. Might take a while. But the truth is, we've been using cars we never had to now pay for later. Alright? Yeah, it might not be... What are the names now? Ford Explorer. You know the names. Well, we're coming and we're going. Blessed be his holy name. And the cars are nice and sweet. I mean, I remember I went to pay a visit to someone. You know, Reverend Moyo Akinjo was in Ijebu then. You know, and it was nighttime. I saw this Hyundai. I thought he had visitors, so I entered into his house. It was just him. So we talked about how that people, you know, sow those seeds, you know, to the ministry and all that. So he said, well, didn't I see the X5? I said, oh, is there an X5? I said, I like X5. I mean, X5 was my faith project years ago. He said, then Sunday morning he drove it to church for our conference. I said, isn't it sweet? For the Sunday he drove it to church. I said, I like this car. You know, and he wanted to sell it. He wanted to sell it. I mean, if it was using, I won't be, you know, you sound like a coveting, you're claiming, I receive, it's mine. I claim. No, sometimes those things are wrong. I just liked it. I told him he wanted to sell it anyway, so I was like, as the mechanic said anything, you know, because I said his mechanic was helping him to get the value for the car. That evening, that's next Sunday, that evening, someone sent me a text and said, what kind of SUV do you want? So I replied, are you asking for yourself or are you asking on behalf of a group of people? I said, I'm asking for myself. The Lord told me to buy you a car. I said, dear Lord. I said, I've seen the thing I'm looking for. So I asked Jeremiah about it. He told me the price, but he said, because it's you, he cut off $500,000 from it. I'm like, wow. So the person said, okay, I don't have everything, but I can do installment. I said, Jeremiah, the person will do something. He said, it's okay, it's you, come and carry it. Got it? One day, Lagos Church has started. So I went, you know, to Lagos Public Transport. The X-ray was here. And someone came to church after service, even didn't meet service. After service, said, let's go and have lunch. He was getting married, wanted me to really have time with him and his babe. We finished eating, said he wanted to meet someone. We were there, and eventually they handed me car key. And that's how the Highlander came. I didn't pay a couple. Then, just last year, the Highlander started needing to change a few AC things all over again. And one of our leaders in Lagos helped sell it. I said, I don't have money. It's money we said we're going to use to buy another one. And he found this nice, sleek car. I said, I'm not adding money. And they had their money. And they brought it. I said, I shall. I mean, I'm grateful. I'm only saying, even before that, there was this under Odyssey. You know, a pastor in Abuja pastored him and his wife. They wanted to buy a second car. Then the wife said, the Lord told her that your pastor does not have a car. So why buy a second car when your pastor doesn't have a car? She said, oh, which of my pastors? And of course, my name came up in her mind. So she called me, and pastor said, I thought you have a car. He said, well, it's at the mechanic's place, but from there, we have someone we're giving it to. So technically, don't have a car. I said, okay, she's dropped $400,000 with a dealer. She needs to balance up. I should come and meet the dealer. Whatever she's dropped, she doesn't have more. I can add more and carry the car away. I didn't even have more. But someone else added, and it was, we're to balance like $50,000. And someone walked to me after service upstairs, gave me an envelope. I usually wait before I open envelopes. That night I will open it almost immediately. It was a balance of $50,000 that was left. Now all those stories are sweet. But what about when I thought that, you know, none of my children will ever take bike? Well, firstborn, carry bike. Plus, my wife loves bleeding. Baby, carry bike to church. We are going late. So, I'm saying we like this side of the story. But there's another side of the story. But be strong and of good courage. Because the one that called you to a bright future. But many, in the midst of, on their way to where they are going, they give up too soon. They quit. Oh, my faith is not working. Who said it's not working? It's just taking time to process. Because faith never comes back empty-handed. I've taught you that before. Oh, many nights you walk home. But it's even sweet. I remember when I was pastoring in Abeokuta. I lived in Okeata Estate. There's this place called Itaoshi in Abeokuta. A couple of nights, the car just knows it's not going home that night. It will just stop. Well, and there's no point. I'm not arguing. I know petrol has finished. I just lock the door very well and walk home. And then when I can sort petrol money, the next day I come back and put the petrol, then the car can go to the house. But it's going to sleep on that road that night. It will be fine. If the angel did not bring the money tonight, the angel will look after the car. It will bring the money tomorrow. You know, Joyce Meyer said, enjoy where you are on the way to where you're going. I like John Romack also say, he said, I'm not where I'm going, but I'm not where I used to be. Like, as in, I've left. So you need to ensure that you're moving. There's progress. But make sure the progress is by faith. By faith. By faith. But I love another thing in Joshua, besides the instruction. So please, I've taught a lot of meditation. Go listen to them. But it said, you would make your way prosperous and you would have good success. That means all kinds of success are not good. Did you get that? Every success isn't good. You don't admire everything you see. You don't admire everyone you see. Because every success is not good success. You will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. You know? A pastor had an event some many years ago in the city. I was there. We had a guest speaker. You know, the people that came for the event, they ate. I mean, book lunch. Some days after, pastor fell sick. So I saw him. Someone told me. So I checked on him. Said, the basis on him was too much. I mean, the people insisted they needed to eat and the books. He had not finished paying the printer. And this. I had to be thankful to God that we've never had to do annual convention. It's not compulsory. It's not compulsory. It's not compulsory. So, but this is it. You might cut down because you don't want to lose or lack or get into debt. So some are in that extreme. So they never venture into things. But learn to venture. Take bold steps. And sometimes you don't know where your feet will land, but you took a step. That's how this church was born. But please, don't scheme and don't deceive people. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. So you hear us talk about meditation. For the last few weeks, even when we moved and talked about who we are in Christ, we ended with some form of meditation. Give attention to meditation. The seed always responds when it enters into the ground. If it's finance, get the seed on finance, God's word. If it's spouse, get the seed. Jesus in John 15 said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, it will be done. So what is the seed that you're holding on to? If it's about accommodation, do you have a seed? It might not happen tonight or tomorrow, but when it begins to happen, that seed, when it germinates, many times we're too in a hurry. But in agriculture, you don't plant today, harvest it tomorrow. You wait. You wait, but the seed will germinate. But it takes me to the next point. Kenneth Hagin said something in one of his messages, The Believer's Authority. It says there that it is knowledge that is acted upon that brings results. Knowledge acted upon is what brings results. James tells us in chapter 1, be doers of the word and not hearers alone, deceiving your own selves. So what's the point we're learning on this one? First is meditation. Number two here is be a doer. Be a sincere doer of the things you've been taught. And that rests again upon a large percentage of what we learned here last week. Learn to do, be committed to doing. Because the things we teach are the things we endeavor to do. Doesn't make us perfect. I've made a number of silly mistakes too. But because the word is true, because the word itself is authentic, and you endeavor to apply, it will bring forth fruit. There will be distractions. There'll be things I would always want to contest with the time. And you heard me last Sunday, if you follow the influence of the Spirit. 1 minute you're trying to meditate, next minute you're checking Instagram. You have to ask yourself, which one matters to me now? You tell yourself, oh, this weekend I'm going to meditate. And then remember that your favorite football team is playing a game. But you have to ask again, what matters most to me now? So I'm going to say this next one. Follow my points, please. We need to, beginning from 2021, we need to narrow the gap between potential and reality. I repeat, beginning this 2021, please let us narrow the gap between potential and reality. What do I mean? If I ask a number of us here, what are the dreams you have? They are very colorful, beautiful. Those of you who spend time in prayer, if I ask you, are there things the Lord has shown you? Singers, have you seen yourself sing in front of a crowd? Have you seen this? Oh, and then they will tell us very, very colorful things they've seen. Oh, I see that when I hold them, my people are slain in the spirit. Some see it, but till they die, it never happens. How do you move from potential to reality? How do you move? It takes diligence. It takes discipline to get there. See a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not before mean men. Things will not fall on us like ripe mango or agbalumo from a tree. It takes diligence and discipline. You and I must be committed that these things we see in our dreams, these things we see in our visions, how do they become a reality? How? In 2008, thereabout, I remember I told a choir, I think we had about 20 or so of them then, maybe more or less. And I said, soon you're going to sing in front of 1,000 people. We did it. We had a concert on campus, we had 800, had the next concert on campus, had 1,003, had another concert in town here, 2011. We did it. But the other things we haven't seen yet. And the future is brighter than the past. Many things we haven't seen. Many opportunities we could have had that we still didn't finish having. Many great singers, many great preachers that we're not seeing in full manifestation yet as we should. There's so much potential, but very little reality. In this place already tonight, so many teaching gifts, so many prophetic unctions, so many intercessory gifts here tonight, but they are just in potential form. To what extent would God have them manifest is between that person and God. God doesn't set the cap to the ministry. What I mean by that is God has where he wants the ministry to get to, but the cap in its reality is set by the individual. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of all of our hands, all of us, and we remain where we are. You don't get hungry on your way to Ibadan and buy flour. No, you buy bread. People look for finished products, not raw materials. If you don't work on yourself, your time keeps going. I was saying anything, Pastor Elias, before we came downstairs this afternoon, which I've said before to a few people that have handled the campus ministry. I said, my time for campus has passed. Oh, I can tell you stories of when I was on campus myself. Things we did in school. How I'd get back home almost midnight. I would have taught God's word so many times. I mean, I'll go to some places, some sisters there, they'll be cooking for us. By the time we switch into so much, well, we can't eat. Sometimes it's time to eat. You remember, you promised another person I'll come and share word with you by 5. We're not lean because we're fasting. We're lean because we couldn't eat. I was on the road. I was talking. I was class rep. I was fellowship secretary. Almost broke down. And then I got into Kingswood, posted into campus ministry. It was a wild time. Raised a lot of ministry people. I mean, there were expressions. But right now, I can't come and say, I'm coming to Tassut. Early days of church, I could visit 40 people in one day. I mean, Mawaje to Jagun to can't do that. I'd love to, but I can't. That time has gone for me. All I have left are memories and wisdom I can transfer to a next generation. Listen, we all look young, but we're not growing younger. Time will pass. Some things you could do, the season will go. There's a time you're a player, there's a time you're a coach. You can't at 60 say you want to register for Super Eagles. That time had passed. The way you used to raise ball when you were 15, you can't do it again. Even if you can, they won't hire you. Time is an ingredient we work with. It will come, it will pass. And some of us do not know that certain visions and timings of God are timed. They will come, they will go. Some are location based. No matter how much I love Ijebu, there will come a time to leave. No matter how much I love Lagos, there's just always that. Which takes me to the next point, purpose. That's one thing we've taught here. But sometimes it's amazing how you see people still want to live their own lives. But I want to beg you again. Hebrews 12 from verse 1 says, seeing we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the particular race that is set before us. You don't choose your race. You were born into a race. I don't do what I even want to do. I do what I believe God is asking me to do. I don't do what is popular opinion. It's not convenient for me. I do what I believe God wants me to do. You know, there's a new face, you know, brewing and all of that right now. Some people are like, hey, Pastor X, oh, nice. Why won't it be nice? But 14 years ago when I told people I'm going to Jebode, it wasn't nice. But if I wasn't faithful here, there might be no next one. So, I don't know where you are in God's agenda for your life. I don't know what He's been telling you. Listen, bad company corrupts good manners. Bad company corrupts good manners. And that applies to very many things. It applies to very many things. Do you know people can talk you out of God's plan for your life? So be sure that those you listen to the most, they talk purpose. Be sure. I was telling you about the car story, when there was and when there wasn't. So you can try and imagine a bit for yourself when there was money and when there wasn't. Oh, and I know how many people ask me, can't you get a job? I say, I'm not lazy. I can. It's just not what to do. I could even try to sell, but the last time I tried selling, I gave it out. I'm not sure I know how to sell. Someone gave me some cassette players to sell back then in school. I was sowing them a seed and I'll pay the person up. I was owing money because I gave out two. Couldn't really sell. Maybe I'll try again. I don't know. But then, now, please get this. Paul said this, he set examples to the people by also laboring with his own hand. So please, ministry people, get something to do. Except the Lord just for certain reasons restrains you. Get something to do. But don't get something to do to a point where the thing to do becomes the ministry. Then the ministry becomes the one we do when we have time. Then you are distracted, and if you're not careful, you are lost. You set your face as a flint. Be a people of purpose. I want to beg you. You can't love God, or, well, maybe. But I don't think you can successfully say you love God and you are not interested in what God is interested in. And you can't be interested in it in your own way. And many believers do that. Kenny Hagin told a story of a young chap. He was an associate pastor in a church, like a leader and all of that. Then he met this young lady. They got married. Then he sends the call to ministry, and the lady told him, "I didn't plan to marry a pastor. So choose the calling or choose me." The guy too did not know he was going to be a pastor. Cut him some slack. And that has scattered many people. Young people, discover purpose early and start it. Get on the road. I was ordained into full-time ministry when I was about 23 years old. Full-time. I was ordained in the year 2000, so I'm sure some of you know that. I was going to be 23, or just 23, 2000, yeah, I think 23. Full-time. Start early. Listen, if it will take 5 years to drink the gari of your calling before it starts bearing small fruits, if you start at 23, by 28, you start collecting small fruits. If you start at 30, it's 35. If you start at 50, it's 55. Check ministers and ministries you know. Nobody blows overnight. Nobody blows overnight. There is always a process stage. So when God is talking to you and you know, and you keep pushing, you are pushing your process, you will go back to class A and start school. And at that time, may those who you should have been teaching not be teaching you. There are many ministry gates in this place. The only reason why I can stand here and talk is because I yielded. It wasn't easy to yield. It's never easy to yield. You think I wanted my wife to be carrying my son on bike? It was never my plan. If you ask me, I had something better than that. My wife has used 50 naira to cook soup before. I've told you guys that story years ago. 50 naira. So question is, what can you cook with 50 naira? She bought okra, grind pepper, mixed it in together, we did it, and we ate, and we went to bed. I was like, you know, 4 years out. I was like, yeah. Nobody died. We've borrowed people's cars to go for meetings. Cars have broke down the way. Enter public transport, go for meetings. Miss people's weddings that I loved them in Ife when I pastored them. They would never believe I'll miss their weddings as close as well. Some of them, I didn't have tea fare to enter Lagos and come back. I sat in my house. But this is it. Even if you miss their weddings, because they see you make progress, they'll forgive you. They are happy you made progress. So this was why we couldn't see you. We still love you. I'm saying that because I know a number of them I've talked to after that. Oh, you have to give attention to the work, Abby. I couldn't explain that to them until later. So that was what I was building. That was where I was. I couldn't come out. The future is great, guys. Far better than the past. So if you have to get home and read that Joshua to yourself again, be strong and very courageous. As I've said to Moses, so I say to you, no man will stand before you all the days of your life. No man would ever do that. Be very strong and very courageous. But I will have you meditate day and night. Keep this thing in front of you. Soak it in. Flush it into your thoughts. And one thing you have to learn as a church, you have to be givers. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6 says that the one that has been taught in the word should learn to give to the person who teaches him. Let him who is taught in the word, let him share, let him communicate with the one who teaches him with all good things. You have to learn to give to those who teach you. Give to your church. You know, some are happy with the, you know, tithing is not New Testament. They do that so that they don't give. If revelation helps you not to give, check your revelation. For God so loved the world, He gave. Giving is a Christian culture. So maybe you now argue over the tithe or no tithe thing so that you're saying I'm not boxed to 10%, me 10%. It's beneath me now. I do more than that. And then I can listen to you. But I remember when we had that conversation here many years ago, you know, New Testament and all this, finances just went down. You've heard the back of what I said. I said if they were told to do 10%, you are in the New Testament. Do more now. And listen, someone could say, I really don't do tithing, but you could check. That person gives like 30, 40% of his income. So the argument is, are you a giver? And believers should be givers. I say, but I don't have. You missed the point. Every believer has something to give. Every believer has something to give. Jesus said, even if you give a cup of cold water to somebody. 2 Corinthians 8 says the church in Macedonia, in their deep poverty, they are bounded in generosity. That means no matter how much you think you don't have, there's a culture back then in Kingsword. You know, we say, I'm sowing for my car. All right? And maybe I should say this now because some people have... Maybe... Back then, when we were at the bus stop, we were arguing over who is going to pay for everybody. All right? So someone could pay for, I'm paying two people, I'm paying three people. Say, no, don't stop my seat. I'm sewing for my car. One day I'll carry all of you in my car. Let me sew for my car. I'll pay your auntie fare. Now I have people sit down and just willingly expect you to pay. They just sit down. Oh, yeah, now. There is he that scatters, and yet he increases. The liberal soul is always made fat. Hope you know where those are in the Bible. Someone buys a car, he says, come and wash it. We don't do that in this church. All right? Just congratulate the person and walk away. If you can't add something, walk away. If you can't say, take 500 naira for petrol. Take 1,000 naira for petrol. Don't say, come and wash your car. We don't wash here. Maybe I need to say that. When are you washing it? You can't even wash it out here. D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O-D-O. Stingy Men Association. No, someone just... You rejoice with those that rejoice. Buy foot mats. Buy air freshener. Do something. Say... Bro, 500 naira. When you're going to car wash, just add this. I mean, I like that car, man. The car is clean. I'm sewing for my car. That was how some of us grew up. And one thing it does for you is it doesn't make you become entitled. My friend bought a car, so I'm angry he didn't carry me in his car. It's not your car. You're even happy your friend has a car. You're excited. I'm sewing for my car. My car is coming. Now, the truth is, there are other principles apart from giving that makes a car come. Please understand that. You must be diligent in your business. All right? You must recognize monies when they come to you. Not all monies must be spent. Not all monies must be spent. A farmer knows now if you harvest 10 bags of corn and you fry all the corn and eat it, that's the end of harvest now. What do you get the next time? Nothing. It's gone. Hey, you say, I like popcorn. Let's be popping it. It's corn. Let's pow, pow, pow. Let's chop. You ate both your seed and then your harvest. So we're givers, all right? You learn to give. You know, they fry corn. I'm sure you understand my example. Oh, but we give. Is that okay? Is more blessed to give than to receive. So be a giver. God will hardly tell you every month, carry your salary or school fees and everything and be, no. But God knows, look at what you have and give. T.L. Osborne told Kenneth Copeland very many years ago, Copeland was still trying to understand prosperity. Said T.L. Osborne told him, Kenneth, you want to be rich? He said, yeah. Said, told him, find a ministry that God has anointed and that needs resources to get the job done, support them, and you will prosper. So when I heard that story, I said, Maybe that's why he entered people like Ryan Bunke and all of them. I said, I'll support these people. Because you make yourself a conduit for the blessings of God. Be a person of purpose, I beg you. Every believer, you grow from when you were a baby just sitting in church. Then you grow, then you grow, then you grow. Then you start thinking, okay, God needs me to do more things for him in the house. What will God have me do? What? So you're growing in capacity, in ability. You're growing in wisdom. Be a person of faith. I think that one is clear. You've been hearing it, you keep hearing it. Be a person of love. I'm going to end tonight on praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Short, long, short. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men but unto God. For no man understands him, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things. And no man knows things of a man, except the Spirit of man that is in him. So the things of God knows nobody but the Spirit of God. But we have received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that have been freely given to us. That means the Holy Ghost knows the depths in the mind of God. So when I talk in tongues, I'm engaging those depths. Those depths. I'm engaging them. Those things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Those things that have never entered into the heart of man. Listen, if eyes have not seen them, ears have not heard them, they haven't entered into the heart of man, it means even your own eyes haven't seen them because you're a man. But by the Holy Ghost, you can come into those things. You can come into those things. Precious elements are usually never found on the surface. If you need precious elements, what do? You go deep. You go deep. You go deep. One of the ways to travel deep is how? Pray in the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. The deep things of God. Pray in tongues, right? Go ahead. Pray in tongues. You could do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, back and forth. Half of your journey to Lagos, half of your journey to Ibadan. You're watching a game. Nothing stops you from praying in tongues. 10 minutes again here, 2 minutes there. Then plan one day, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1.5, 3.5. Someone say, what are you doing? Why are you praying this month? They are deep things. They are deep things. I'm praying out those deep things. 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 For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. God reveals things to us by His Spirit. Listen to me. God does not just reveal where you are going. He reveals how you are going to get there. He won't show you a picture and get you stuck. Everybody here, there's a plan of prosperity from God for your life. God will lead you every step of the way. There's a glorious future for everybody here. God will lead you every step of the way. Every step of the way. Every step of the way. Every step. Those big steps you should take. You'll be saying, oh, I think by June I'm going to do this. By June. But the more you pray, the more it starts switching. I'm not sure it's this. I'm not sure it's... Then keep praying. Pray. You just get, oh, it's not this. It's that other one. Pray in tongues, somebody. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Those of you listening, please just pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God reveals things to us by His Spirit. I know the Bible says has revealed. Allow me use it in that present continuous term to help your mind. God reveals, because He's still in the revealing business. God reveals things to us by His Spirit. God reveals things to me by His Spirit. God reveals things to you by His Spirit. God reveals things to us by His Spirit. God reveals things to you by His Spirit. God reveals things to me by His Spirit. Go deep, go deep, go deep. Should I be in Lagos? Should I be in Ijebu? People are talking to me. Oh, there's more money, there's more money. I don't go to where money is. I go to where God is. For the Lord is my shepherd. He knows where my green grass is. He might not even want you in Lagos. He might want you in Benue State. And everybody's wondering, why are you going? What is in Benue? Can any good thing come out of Benue? We don't know, but we follow God. We follow God. We follow God. God says, go to Okitipupa. Go. What is happening there? We follow God. But Okitipupa is not written in the Bible. Benue is not written in the Bible. But we pray it out in the tongues. I mean, we pray it out in the Spirit. We pray it out. We speak it forth. Speak not unto men, but unto God. When you talk in tongues, you speak not unto men, but unto God. No man understands, but in the Spirit, you speak secret truths, hidden things. You speak out 2021, 2022, 2023. You pray out the agenda. You don't just pray out what it is, you pray out your own sensitivity. Now, having prayed, you will need to learn and listen. We've taught that to topic for another time. But pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please say with me, in the name of Jesus. Everybody here and online, please say, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I'm at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right things, and I get the right results. Say again, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I'm at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right things, and I get the right results. Go ahead, pray in tongues. Go ahead, pray in tongues. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. Well, where we should be, when we should be there, doing the things we should do. Doing the things you should do. Your business partners are somewhere. Your spouses are already somewhere. The next move is already somewhere. I'm at the right place. I'm at the right time. I'm there. Not too early, not too late. Like Simeon entered the temple at the right time. Jesus was brought in to be dedicated. I'm there at the right time. I'm at the right place at the right time. I'm at the right place at the right time. I'm at the right place at the right time. I will not go to places sentimentally. I will not do things sentimentally. I'm at the right place at the right time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm at the right place at the right time. I'm at the right place. I'm there at the right time. I'm with the right sets of people. So if due to sentiment, no, the Holy Ghost start telling you, leave. Disconnect, reduce association. You say, no, they are my friends. We've been together for a while. No. Reduce association. I'm at the right place at the right time with the right sets of people. I get the right results, doing the right things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Kerebo sabakadakada. God reveals things to me by His Spirit. 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 Oh, the Spirit searches all things. Please, let's just pray together like 5 more minutes. If you realize you missed it, humble yourself back. Align. For the path of the just. For your path as a just is a shining light. Your path as a just is a shining light. Your path gets brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. We're people of the Spirit. It means we pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray in the Holy Ghost. We're sensitive to the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit. How is your 2021 going to be? Not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Ghost. That's how it's going to be. It's a year of the Holy Ghost. It's a year by the Holy Ghost. Business decisions by the Spirit. Relationship decisions by the Spirit. Accommodation decisions by the Spirit. Ministry decisions by the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. Relationship decisions. Friendship decisions. Friendship decisions by the Spirit. Get a bag of boss again, get dosa. Mena kebo ike vere gadoso gere gadise. Mena kaba haga doso vere kesi kere gade. Mon proro godoso. Pe prero godoso. Pa prara gadasa. And you would hear a voice saying to you, this is the way. This is the way. Walk in it. Walk in it. Pini haka dasa. Papa yaga doso. Mena no godoso vere gade kebo rogo doro bodi ke vere gadoso. Mena kaba haka doso vere kise ki ebere gado. Mena kobo ike vere ke busho pi ebere gade. Manto sapra do sapra da santa ba prada se basa nintia kaso frata se sa basa men preta sa ba prado sa basa manto se sa basa be sa basa men prodosite men prodobosite men prodogoduse men prodogoduse. We refuse stagnancy. We refuse stagnancy. We refuse stagnancy. We refuse stagnancy. The Holy Ghost is never stagnant. Keriata sa Keri ego duso Keri ego doso Keri ego dise vahadasa Feri ego doso vere kise gere Feri ego dono moto kopete ke dodo bede ke dokodo Neko du topi ebede ke dodo bede ke doso be Meke duso be ke duso bede ke doso ba Meke doso bede ke duso be ke dise ba Mako dasa gasa Mako dasa gasa gabasa Mako roko doso be Meno no bo tuto bi ebede ke boro ko doso be di ke boro ko duso ba Marekaba la kadroso berekebe. Ninta sabahasa. Menta bahadasa manta. Mento rabahana mahada kadoso bere. Elo bobo bobo yeke borobo shiba. Ele bobo bobo yeke borobo shagabalagada. Mantola basa. Mantola basa. Mantole basa. Mantale basa. Mante la kahada. Mantolo gozu govedegedo. Menta habashike bereke borobo shiba. Ele bobo 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 yeke borobo shiba baba. Neke bo shata. Neke bo shata. Mete gabasa gaboro boshe tegiba nantolo bosha mantele gebosha mantala gaboshe mentolo bo mentolo bo higa bakabala kadoso mentahala gabasa. In a place of prayer also, the unction of God upon your life increases. The unction of God upon your life increases. The unction of God upon your life increases. The unction of God. So many times you feel less anointed. You feel unanointed, but you are anointed. You are just not stirring it up. You are not stirring it up. Paul told Timothy, stir up. Stir up the gift that you have received. Stir up. Stir up. We're too carnal in our thinking. I know. Pray yourself up. Bekuda batara kaboro boshike bere keboro botoro boshike be neso sobe hira baba nesabaha. We venture into the future. We venture boldly, boldly, boldly into the future. You venture into the agenda of God for your life. No matter who is going along, no matter who is coming along, we venture. Be thou strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. The future belongs to those that have grit. The future belongs to those that have grit. Bible says the righteous is bold as a lion. So the fulfillment of God's agenda for your life needs some level of boldness. Bible says the apostles preached the word of God with boldness. It needs boldness. You might be gentle in personality, but in vision accomplishment, you are bold. You might be a lamb in relating with people, but in attacking things where vision is concerned, you are a lion. You are a lion. Bible says a lion doesn't turn from any fight. You face that thing, you go for it. I know what God told me. I know what God showed me. I know what I heard. I know what I saw. I will narrow the gap between potential and reality. I charge on. 5 years from now, we can't still be saying, God told me. God told me. I believe of things you saw now. No. If they are still for 20 years time, that's understandable. But not when they are for right now. Go boldly. Go boldly. Karabasa pom bragadasa. Menonon bragadosa. Menana bragadasa. Menana kabo. If you don't dig deep, you'll be bold about the things your head is telling you to do. You'll be bold about the things your mind is telling you to do. But when you saturate yourself in the place of the Spirit, when you saturate yourself in the things of the Spirit, your thoughts are exchanged with His own thoughts. Your thoughts are exchanged, so you will see things clearer the way He wants you to see them. Then you can know this is God. That was me. We're people of the Spirit. It means we're people of prayer. We're people of prayer. You're sensitive. Open. Alert. 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 You might be gentle in personality, but you're not confused about your direction. You're not confused about your direction. You're not confused as to what you see. And you move. And you move. And you move. And it begins to bear fruit. It begins to bear fruit. Because the path of the just is a shining light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Is it okay to pray a little more? Please, if you don't mind, maybe just... All right, those of you online, I mean, you're already online, so just... Let's pray. Maybe like 10, 15 more minutes. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Maybe 10, maybe 15. Just pray. Kera baraka dosa fena ka boshu bedekede. Kena bababa yeke boro kato sofia bedekede. Alignment. Align with the purpose and the plan of God. Align. Keho muhomo shike deshi keba keha mahadisha pelo huto basi keba hondo kodosuba nate nata also meho dofo duke vise vivre dovro dozu vivre dize vahono botuta bie katise kahana kehene bahodosu fe vie vedegede nantos anta ega man protosu fete etuto bie kete at the right place at the right time at the right place at the right time with the right sets of people, not the ones that take us off, But the one that's hedge us on, they keep us on. Kinahata, Anahata, Erehese, Vevoisho, Niena Godusa Vehina Keboshikebehede, Mababa Hodoboshikebehede, strength for the weary, 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 that was strengthened with might by your spirit in our inner man, that was strengthened with might, that was strengthened with might, strength for the weary, strength for the weary, that the feeble knees are strengthened, 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 strength for the weary. Agadasa, Egadasa, Makodaha, Meho Hodogo Dosobe, Enokobo Hodogo Shigebe Degede, Enokobo Shigebe Hiyeba Kobo Shigaba, Meki Agaboro Kododo Vedike Vedeke Dodo Botute Vedegede, Mado Kabasa Kaboro Botudo Biebe Degede, Mado Kabala Kadoso Betishe Gede, Ege Dososo Sobi Ebe Deke Dososo Ebe Deke Duso Biebe Deke Basa, Mantosa Kasama Kada Kada, Mantosa Sobe Deke Duso Biebe Degede, Nosuso Biebe Disappear, Agosa, Agosa, Agasa, Egoso Gedese Gedoso Gedise, Onto Odoto Betika, Mampro Odo Pampra, Ega, Pampra, Aga, Ege Dosoto, Elege Duso Betise, Onda Sateya, Matosha, Matanda Kozoto, Menda Gabala Kadodo Botodo Betise, Elege Doso, Ete Sotusa, Ele Bapra Dasata, Elo Bososo Benina Manakada, Eno Bosoto, Ele Bosuso Biepe, 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 Botuto Betisa, Botuto Betete Besika, Manto Segede, Segede Soso Betisa, Manpra Godo, Eluso Betiska, Mando Kenondo, Keninda Kalasa Malanda, Elo Bososo Belende, Toto Bosuso Biese, 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 Balokodoso, Balokodoso, Meleke Buso Biebele, Bolo Bosata Gadosa, Mena Rabalaka Borobo Shigabaga Basa, Mantola Baya, Mantola Baya, Manda Gabasa, Mantola Bayaka Bosa, Balahasa, Mandole Bosa, Mantalaka Borobo Tura Bayaka Bosa, Mante Labala Balaba Higaba, Metsosa, Mesosa, Mahasa, 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 Meka, Ela Bosoto Vetise, Getise, Etise, Edese, Golo Godoso, Mempe, Osuso Berekede, Ada Kadasa Kadoso, Ela Bosuso, let's go, let's go, Inta Halakada, the deep Balasa, Balata, Balata, Belaka Dasa, Beloso Doso, Menikedese, let's shed some plella water, Paliatasa, Bereasas, Bariasas, Beriagadoso, Beleke Dosobete, Eluso Betise, Getese, Nantosa, Nantosa, Manda, Nanda, Otto, Ete, Otto, Bete, Ete, Boto, Bete, Kirakadasa, Kilakadasa, Kilakadasa, Manto, Halabaiga Balagada, Mento, Halabaiga Balagadasa, Malo Abiata, Malo Abiata, Malo Abiata, Sete, Casa, Casa, Manto, Labaseke, Bototo, Bete, we speak not unto man, but unto God. No man understands what we speak, but in the Spirit, in the Spirit, in the Spirit, we speak hidden truths. Hidden truths, secret things. We speak hidden truths. Sariada, sariada, koda hata. Iliada, aliabo sike mere kedosu. Elo osobe, asa, asa. Mekuro botola iye, mekuro botola hene, mekuro bo shontehi, shontehi. Bapoi, ese hele kedosu. Mena nabi abalaka boro boshiba. Mantole bababa, mantola basateya, basata yasa. Basata yasa, menon abiyakadoro kodoso veregere, menon abiyakadoro basigaba, menon abiyakadoso, menon oboshigaba lagadase, mantos, minihanda, menon horoboshi, menon horoboshi, menon horoboshi, menon horoboshi, we para kadasa manda, periyakadasa, menon amprorogodo, you stir up iagale adasa, menon abaroto bise, Meri ala kadosu biando soto menokura karatata belakata sasa menta hata adagasha meni inta gatiata gatiaka dosu gatiaka dari abosa gatiaka dosu menuno berodo goduso vete beprosha beproshi any and the heart is ebosu orogododo bedige bedogo borogo duso biebedegere maroasa baroasa beta tata batoshobe Batoshobe, mini no dogo do go be ever get on a godo. Neno no 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 modo go do be ever get it. Ma pa 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 ya pa 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 ya. Oh Saba. Oh Saba. Mantolo gobusha biebedegede. Oh Sibiata. Oh Sibiata. Maniando sosobe. Arianda baraba. We're not grounded like turkeys. We fly like eagles. We tandia kande kirikata. We're not grounded by the flesh. We're not grounded in the flesh. In a man pro ragadasa. In a papra. We soar. We soar. We soar into the very agenda of God. We soar. Miniado capra rota kete kete. Kedia katoto pepia katasasa. Flying above the obstacles. Flying above the hindrances. Kedia tahata. Hado kotosobe. Ete ototo betis kera tahada. Eta hata kasa. And our eyes see. Our ears hear. Our hearts conceive. Our hands handle the things that God has in store. They are not just potentials anymore. No, we step into them. We step into the realities. We step into the realities. Not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Ghost. Monperisha, Elieso, Manto, Namonta, Bantabolo, Igeberege Bossa, Manteiga, Egeduso, Eloloso, Elebo to Gaviaba, Lagaboro, Godoso, Beregede, Mantaga, Bataga Bassa, Manto, Lagabataga, Dagadoso, Geberegede, Manprogo, Dusobe, Manparagabogo, Borogodo, Etata, Gataka, Basigemene, Codusobe, Agadasa, Gabosa, Tagabasa, Tagaboyaraba, O Tagabasa, we pressing. We're pressing. Menonon praragadasa. Menonon praragadasa. Menonon praragadasa. Mampo shagadasa kasa gata. Ampredagadoso. Beyond the realms of carnal thinking. Beyond the realms of carnal conceptions. Beyond the realm of carnal understanding. Oh, mananam praragada. We stir up the things of the Spirit. We stir up the things of the Spirit. Menonon praragadasa. Meko takasa takasa kamaheti. Kamaheti. Elo lobo tuto biye bedeke bolo ko tuso biye kedase. Mena lobo tuto giye ka toto to biye ka bo siye biye kade. Aproso, aprase, on prorogo doso. Mena lobo tuto biye kede kede. Iga gaga laka tuso bedeke bolo bo tuto ba. Man pro proroshi, man pro porokushi, man pro poroko dushi. Eli kiti sige, olo ko dushi gide. Olo balaga toto bedeke tuto biye bolo ko tuso biye bede kede. Ataza tagaza tagazi teba. Atagaza gadasi ke mono ko tuso be. Ata Adagaseke motaga dasiga, adagaseka bosika, adagaseka basi, adagobasaka disike, ontalaba santala bosite, man prorogo dosobe, menoko boshike verege doloko dusobia, elege basa, elege doso, mantalagase, mantalagada basa, balagadasa, monta, besha, alololo boshikeve, opredasege, 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 opredasaga, eno non produso frite kesede. On prodigal to be a better daughter, cut it a biaha, elabopa, elabopa, atekete, etekoto, enekete, eneposuso, itiasa, mantohoso, elekebasa, man prohata, ante gisekese, anakaroko dosabe, anyanta, etuse, etise, etise, yes, it's aligning, it's aligning, it's a neketuso baha, asene, ase mata hase, and an onto, and an onto, and an inte, and a hasa, menako boduka bereka boshiaba, alaka boshike bereka boshigebe, eriaka boro botura betikebe, o pratata, o pratata, elegaboto dobi debereka bolo boto dobedegere, eleboro boshike biete, shite biebo longa bolo botuto biebe, lega bolo botoro boshiga, ata ta 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 ta, ata ta ta ten and about together, o frodo tissu, o frodo godusu. Offra Rogodusu, any name on Nobi Ebedeke Borobo Tutabia, and a Kobo Shigebedeke Borobatia, Borobaria, Bota Tata 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 Tata, Ere Parabatete, Ele Palacatete, Ele Porogodoso, Ele Caduso Biebedeke, Doroco Dusobe, Alabaleke Borobo Shiga Balagabashi, Nantolo Bosica, Mantala Gaboshi, Mentala Bashata, Mantolo Boshiga, Mantala Gabashi, Mentala Gaboro Botolo Boshigaba. Mene nebo toto biye bedeke borobo tutaba. Mante sha 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 bahada. Sha sha bahada ba. Sha sha bahada ba da ba. Sha sha bahada ba loko toto bedeke de. Maro borobo shi ba 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 ba. Ele borobo shi ba 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 ba. Matula ba yege borobo shi ba 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 ba. Matashe ge monda. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please say with me in the name of Jesus. I declare that my eyes are seeing, my ears hear, my heart conceives, and I step into, I walk right into, and my hands handle the things that God has prepared for me. Let's say it again. In the name of Jesus, I boldly declare that my eyes see. Hope you understand what we're doing. It says eyes haven't seen, but it says God reveals by His Spirit. So if He reveals to us by His Spirit, then our eyes see. Our eyes see. We don't pray in tongues for nothing. We don't pray in tongues for nothing. When we pray in tongues, the Spirit takes hold together with us. The Spirit teams up with us so that we may know the things freely given to us. So in the name of Jesus, I declare boldly that my eyes see, my ears hear, my heart conceives. I walk into, I step into, I enter the reality of, and my hands handle the things that God has prepared for me. I declare in the name of Jesus that my eyes see, that my ears hear, my heart conceives. I step into, walk into, enjoy the reality of, and my hands handle the things that God has spoken to me. Glory to God. I move from potential to reality. I move from prophecy to reality. I move from potential to reality. I move from prophecy to reality. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. When you talk in tongues, you don't learn to talk like that. We don't waste time when we talk in tongues. Stir up yourself. And then use your faith. I believe I receive every word I spoke in tongues. You receive it. We don't waste those words. Bible says building up yourself on your most holy faith. So it's not wasted faith. It's high energy faith. So I lay hold on whatever I say. My mind might interpret it right now or not, but I believe I receive it. It's mine. And I walk in the reality of everything that I've spoken. Where I ought to be, I'll be there. Where I ought to be, I'll be there. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. 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 Praise God. Please sit there quickly if you can. Praise God. Like we should keep going on and on. Yeah, but take advantage. I know here in Ijebu, you guys pray once a month. So maximize it when the time comes. And outside that, pray. Pray on your own. If you need help, call someone. You could pray, you know, with the person. I mean, my wife has done that for a number of people over the years. I mean, so you could just hook up with someone. I mean, and sometimes you don't have to pray together. The person just knows, okay, when you start, beep me, when you end, beep me, whatever it is. Sometimes you need encouragement. Call someone. If you can't go on the journey alone, God says it's good when brethren dwell together in unity. So take advantage of the corporate strength and run till you can run on your own. So, like I said, I'm done. So I trust you've learned a few things. Many more things I might want to share, but maybe if I decide to meet with leaders, I could say a lot more. A lot more. But you have to learn. You have to learn. Alright? I mean, like I was saying earlier about cars and all. And about, you know, a member we had then, a farmer, he had this Honda Accord. So we gave the Volvo 2007, sold it. 2009, maybe 9, maybe 10, because Rex was already a kid then. Was born, was still a baby. And then I asked my wife to handle certain things on campus. So she would go to campus every Wednesday for the fellowship. And then she'll go with Marwa from town across the express to campus with a baby. So, you know, there was a day I was talking with this person at the house or in front of the house. And then she arrived on that Marwa. I'm sure it was very little for the man to call me irresponsible. He said, how can you allow your wife and baby to cross the express on this thing? I said, that's what we have. That's all we have. And we have to do this work. Yeah, that's all we have. I'm only saying, you know, some other persons will find too many excuses as to why not to obey God. Too many reasons why not to do what God is asking you to do. You're waiting for when it's convenient. It's never always convenient. So the man asked, anytime I need his car, I should let him know. I never did. So one day he drove the car to our house and packed it. He said, anytime he needs it, he'll come and pick it. And since I'm not asking, he'll come and drop it. So he did. So we used it. Then one day I told him, I think we need to fix something. So I'm going to fix, you know, I need to take permission for something. He said, oh, he's not collecting that car back. That's our car. So that was how the car became ours. Drove that car to one wedding in Lagos. A guy walked us to the car park, and I didn't know he said something to God that day. About a year or so later, he sent me 2 million naira. Some of you know that story. He said, I should buy a car. He said, at that wedding that day, he said, no, that his pastor should have something, you know. I mean, so it's just, but there were days of, you have to walk, you have to bike, you have to. Would everybody always have to have that kind of story? No. But I'm saying whatever it is, venture into it, all right? But anyway, hasta la vista. All right. So good news, though. My wife will be here next Wednesday. And then she'll be here maybe the Wednesday after that. I don't know how many Wednesdays she will give you. But I think we should start worship encounter again. So we might start this month. That's next month. So that'll be third Wednesday. So we'll start worship encounter again. But if we're starting, give it attention, please. Give it a lot of attention. Those of you online, Lagos folks, I know soon enough you'll create times also for corporate prayer. But together, I mean on your own, find time to fire on. All right, let's close. I'm sure you've learned a lot, right? So those of you online, I'm sure there might be details for giving on the screen. Are we givers?
Yes, sir.
Are we generous?
Yes, sir.
All right, so in and out of season, in and out of church, God could speak to you to give to people. Be a blessing. So if you need an envelope, the ushers are right there. So they'll help you with envelopes. But please give, especially where you are fed spiritually, and I'm assuming that's your church. So learn to financially support. Let's make things happen. Thank you, Lord. What other announcement am I supposed to say? Youth Path Church, 9 a.m. in Lagos, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. here. That's all. All right. Praise God. Praise God. I think I should meet with leaders soon, have we? It sounded like a papa. It sounded like partnership. It sounded like partnership. Pampership. No, just speak up. Let's hear you say it. Membership. Okay, is it this Sunday? Is this Sunday here, Abby? Okay, is all of them, Abby? Is all of you people? Please, membership. And Lagos people, everywhere, this Sunday, right? Yeah, so everybody, is this Sunday? Membership. You know, someone says, why I've been a member before? Yeah. We just want to redefine the processes. So be a part of it. Let's do it together. It's simple. It doesn't cost anything. So it's just simple. So you help us help better train those coming after. Okay? All right, praise God. All right, we're good? So Father, we honor you. Thank you. How many of you love the prayers you pray tonight? Who saw anything? I'm not going to ask you to hold the microphone. God showed you something. God said something to you. Anybody like that? Raise it well. So we'll move from prophecy to reality, all right? That's all I wanted to say. So he wants me to raise hand. I'm not raising hand. No, come on. Praise God. We thank you there, Lord. Because our success thrills you. It thrills you. You love it when we succeed. You said, let them shout for joy that favor your righteous cause. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. So you are thrilled when we prosper. You are thrilled when we excel. And you know what we need to do to prosper. So we hook up with your spirit. We hook up with the helper you've given unto us. And we take bold steps this 2021. We take super bold steps this 2021. And we know that our lives would never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, great night.